Let me officially welcome you to our core volunteer training. This is a weekly program of the Citizens Climate Lobby that provides CCL supporters like you, especially new and newer supporters, access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Tamara Staton. I am CCL's Education and Resilience Coordinator, as well as our Regional Director in the Greater Pacific Northwest. And tonight's CCL's Content Marketing Manager, Alyssa Tennant, has a training geared just for you at enhancing you and your group's use of Facebook, X, Instagram, and maybe even, if you're lucky, TikTok. All right, so let me take a moment to introduce the lovely Alyssa Tennant. As CCL's content marketing manager, Alyssa acts as a metaphorical air traffic controller, guiding the development and execution of a strategic content plan that supports CCL's websites, social media, and volunteer chapters. And she takes a detail-oriented approach to meeting marketing goals while meeting high standards for great content that spreads CCL's message and empowers volunteers. Prior to joining the CCL team, Alyssa worked in marketing agencies in the Cleveland, Ohio area, where she learned the fine arts of copywriting, project management, SEO, content strategy, and of course, social media. So in today's session, we're first going to make sure that we have a shared understanding of the value of social media in the first place. And then we'll talk through how to use it in positive, effective ways in the course of your climate advocacy, including how to navigate challenging conversations. And then we'll hear a volunteer's social media story, conduct a quick workshop, and then we'll have some time for Q&A. So I'm going to pass it to you, Alyssa. Take it away. Thanks.
Right. Thank you, Tamara. Hi, everyone. My name is Alyssa. I am coming to you from beautiful Willoughby, Ohio, just east of Cleveland. And I am excited to talk to you about social media tonight. So I'm going to get right into it. We're going to talk first about the value of social media, which I'm sure some of you, like myself, question on occasion, but it does have a place in climate advocacy work. So check out this graphic. So this is based on data from a study published in the scientific journal Nature. And that study found that Americans really underestimate other people's support for climate change policies. More than two-thirds of us support major climate change policies, but we only assume that only one-third do, which is a really big gap. That means we're underestimating support for climate action by half. So a lot of people are walking around worried about climate change, supporting solutions, and thinking that they're alone, which is a huge problem. So one reason that that gap exists is because people don't talk about or hear about climate change and climate solutions nearly enough. So a really critical piece of your work as a climate advocate is to talk about the climate issue, talk about why you care, the solutions that are out there right now, and what is social media if not a place to talk about stuff. So when you have these climate conversations in the public square of social media, which is a digital public square, that helps change people's perception of the level of support for climate action. It shows your friends, your family, and your followers who maybe you kind of know, but they're worried about climate and feel alone, that there are ways to support more than they might have realized, which frees them up to join the conversations themselves. And all of this helps build the political will for action. It's a climate communicator, Dr. Catherine Hayhoe, who we know and love. She's on CCL's advisory board. She talks about this all the time. She says the most important thing you can do about climate change is talk about it. So that study and statistic really reinforce how true that is, and therefore how valuable social media can be as a tool to have these talks. So, how can we make sure that we're getting value out of social media by using it in a positive and effective way? So, if you're using social media as an individual, like most of us here are, we have some recommendations. I'm going to start by kind of talking what's an individual user versus a chapter user. So, if you're in a CCL chapter and you're engaged in your chapter, you may have a social media account that is run on behalf of your chapter activities and talks about what you do as a chapter. That is a totally different thing we're going to get to later. We're starting by talking about just you logging on to your Facebook or your Instagram when you check in the morning. So if you're using social media as an individual, here are some recommendations for how you can use it in a positive and effective way. So number one, you can use it to educate. You can educate your own network with CCL posts or links or to ways people can take climate action. So this can be really powerful for folks in your network because people are much more likely to pay attention to information that they receive from someone they know. As much as we love, like Dr. Catherine Hayhoe, we don't know her in real life. A lot of us have not really had a real life conversation with her. It's very different when somebody you know and trust, you trust their opinion, is telling you something and trying to educate you and help you out. So make these posts personal when you can. If you're going to post a link or a photo or something, a study, add in your perspective. Try to post things consistently to keep up the drumbeat. Later on, we'll dive deeper into effective tone and angles for posts to your network for when you're trying to give kind of an individualized take on this, on whatever you're sharing. So number one, educate. And number two is to follow people or organizations who inspire you. So this helps you stay motivated to keep up in your advocacy work, and it might give you some ideas about the types of posts you could make, conversations you could be having on your own profile based on what you're seeing work well for others. So if you see something that really resonates with you from an account that you follow, you can go ahead and make your own post about that, or you can share that post, give your own take, and then your own network can see it. So it's a good way to keep motivated and find content that you find interesting to share. And finally, our third recommendation for using social media positively and effectively is to engage with members of Congress. I'll spend some time on this third way on how to use social media a little later on as well, because it is something that we've seen really pay off in terms of building relationships and moving lawmakers forward on climate. So educate, follow others, and engage with Congress. Oh, we're gonna talk about right now. I have to look, it was later on in the presentation. I'm excited. So engaging with members of Congress starts with following their accounts. So you can see what they're doing, what they're posting about, and you can respond when it's appropriate. So when you see them post about something climate related or that could be climate related, that's an opportunity to engage with a comment. So the comment section of your lawmaker's posts, I know this is shocking, it can get a little bit messy. It's a public forum for people to express their thoughts, and sometimes those thoughts are not positive. But what that means for us is it's actually pretty easy to cut through the noise by leaving a positive comment. So a simple note expressing gratitude to a member of Congress for co-sponsoring a climate bill, or even something really simple like hosting a town hall or visiting students at a local school, that stands out and sticks to CCL's key values of gratitude, appreciation, and respect. So the example here below the GIF that I made that I'm really proud of, the example here on the slide is a good example of a volunteer who appreciated Representative Slude Carbajal for introducing the Energy Innovation Act. So she left this post on a post that Representative Carbajal made on his personal Instagram account about the Energy Innovation Act. And she said, "Thank you for introducing this bill. I'm very concerned about climate change and we're not doing enough." So that probably took her 20 seconds to type out. And it's a really effective way to say thank you, show appreciation, and identify yourself as somebody who cares. So another way to stand out is to leave a substantive comment or make your own meaningful post about a member of Congress. So if you spent the weekend tabling, talking to folks in your community about climate change, or you got a letter to the editor published that you wrote about local climate impacts, you can make your own post about it and then tag your member of Congress in that post, but so that they get a notification and will see what's going on within their district or state. So rather than going into their comment section, you can kind of send them a notification that you are engaging locally. So you can look for opportunities to make those types of meaningful posts and you will stand out from the crowd. And that one is really important because a lot of people will table and they'll just post like, had a great time tabling this weekend at the farmers market, which is awesome. But tagging your member of Congress's social media handle in that post is an easy way to go the extra mile and make a little bit of a bigger impact. So, why do we engage with members of Congress on social media? So, in addition to having that public conversation about climate change that we talked about in the beginning, which is so vital, we also know that members of Congress have a staffer in charge of social media. There is somebody on their staff who is running their accounts, responding to people, keeping tabs on things, and that staffer is checking comments and reporting back to their boss, even if they may not respond to you directly. So, you might not get a message in return. But trust that your message was passed on. So, according to the Congressional Management Foundation, 80% of congressional staffers surveyed said that something like 10 to 30 comments on a similar topic were enough for their office to pay attention. So, if one chapter organized 10 different posts about a bill, that's enough for a member of Congress's office to pay attention in many cases. So, your comments and your posts not only make an impact on your friends, family, and followers, but they can also make an impact on our lawmakers. So, one thing to keep in mind as we are engaging with members of Congress on social media is that we do need to be judicious. Sometimes this goes without saying, but try not to spam your member of Congress with the same comments and posts over and over again. That ends up being counterproductive, and they eventually learn to kind of tune you out as like, oh, that's the person who likes the Energy Innovation Act. So use it sparingly, be judicious with what you say, and make sure that you're getting their attention in an impactful way. So here are a few examples of how this approach of meaningful engagement has strengthened our relationships and led to even more social media conversation about climate and great interactions with lawmakers. So this slide is showing a tweet that our communications director, Flannery Winchester, posted about a carbon pricing bill from several Democratic senators during the last Congress. So she was cheering the introduction of the bill, and Senator Brian Schatz retweeted it. So it got his attention, and he retweeted it to the audience that follows him. Very cool. Just a fun side. And then here's another example of a similar post from Representative Derek Kilmer, and another one from what was actually a Republican senator, Senator Kevin Cramer. So these are posts that this representative and senator made after meeting with CCL volunteers. So they tagged Citizens Climate in these posts. The Citizens Climate National account, which I help run, was able to find it and repost it. And it just goes to show how these interactions can reach a wider network, tagging, sharing. That's how social media works. So these types of mentions further elevate our climate advocacy work and solidify relationships with the congressional offices that your chapters work with. And it all starts with you setting the right tone with the way you yourself use social media. So we talked a bit about how individuals can use social media, but I also have some recommendations for you today on if you have a chapter account or you help run your chapter's account or are interested, how chapter accounts can also use social media. So these chapter accounts represent the whole chapter and they post about its activities. It's usually one volunteer or a small group of volunteers who are in charge of running it. So as a CCL chapter, you can think about using social media for climate advocacy in much the same way you would as an individual. You're just not necessarily representing or speaking the way that you would. You are speaking on behalf of a chapter. The major difference is that once you set up a chapter account, it needs to be maintained regularly. So we absolutely do not require chapter accounts. They might not be ideal for smaller chapters with limited bandwidth. So in that case, you could stick to just using social media as individuals until you have the capacity to maintain a chapter presence. Either way, totally cool, still making an impact. But essentially, chapter accounts are going to do the same things, the same three things we just talked about. Educate your network, follow inspiring people or pages, and maybe become one of those inspiring pages for others, and engage with members of Congress. So as a chapter account, you have even more opportunity to showcase chapter activities, talk about local climate impacts, share news of your member of Congress's climate actions, and so on. So where an individual might slowly grow their friends and followers on social media, a chapter account might have a bit bigger reach, grow a bit faster, and could even be a source of recruitment for new volunteers. So we'll talk about a success story on a kind of faceless, larger account that doesn't necessarily represent one individual later on in this presentation. And also, chapter accounts have even more success sometimes getting engagement back from members of Congress just because it lends an additional air of credibility and it's often a public profile versus a more private individual account. So it kind of feels better for a member of Congress to tag an entity rather than just saying, I met with this specific citizen today. So just another perk of chapter accounts, especially on lobby days. I also want to mention that we do have graphic design templates available in Canva, and they can be used for both chapter accounts and individuals. So, especially on a platform like Instagram, which is very, very visual, making the content can take a ton of time. Trust me, I do it for a living. It can be a lot of work. So, if you're looking for well-designed graphics or something a little bit more polished to share on visual platforms like Instagram, but even these do well on X, I keep wanting to call it Twitter, X and Facebook and Threads. We wanted to make that as easy as possible for you. So if you want to create content to spread the good word about climate advocacy, we have links to these Canva templates that I believe we will drop in the chat. All right. So just sometimes in this kind of portion of the presentation, people start thinking like, I want to post more in my social media, but I don't know what to post. And you know what? There is a wide world of social media content out there. And what works for you might not resonate with somebody else, but might resonate with somebody you totally didn't expect. So the best thing that you can do on social media is maintain authenticity and be true to yourself and post about what interests you. But if you're looking for a little bit of inspiration, I'm gonna take a minute to share how Citizens Climate National we use our social media accounts to get your juices flowing. So first off, our brand tone, a little bit of marketing speak here. I've got a marketing degree. So something that we work to develop in social media is our brand tone. And that essentially means if you think of your brand as a person, how would they sound? How would they talk? The Microsoft Office X account speaks to you differently than even like, I should have written an example down, the Wendy's fast food X account. Like they just don't have the same brand tone. If they are people, they would be totally different people and they would talk differently. So for the Citizens Climate Lobby brand tone on social media, we came up with a few important attributes that guide the way we post and the way we talk on social media. And this has been extremely helpful to remain consistent and on message when we're advocating for the climate. And for the record, if you're posting as individual, your brand tone is just you. It's how you talk. There's no need to have a different brand tone on your Facebook account versus your LinkedIn. It's just you. Authenticity is key. But for us, there are four parts to our brand tone. So first, we're a little bit nerdy. We like sharing graphs, we like sharing charts and studies. But we make the numbers behind climate change understandable and accessible. So some people, maybe you, are into numbers and data and complicated charts, but not all of us. So we prefer to break things down in a way that a widespread audience can understand because sometimes the most basic facts can actually have the biggest impact. Second, we're wholesome. We project warmth, hope, and kind of a just big welcoming opening arm existence to prospective and existing CCL supporters. The climate space can be a really rough place. There can be some really gloomy headlines that come out of it. So we rise above the doomerism and we prefer to put a little hope out into the world on our social media channels. And third, we are a little bit self-deprecating. Like we're serious about climate action, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. We know this stuff is hard. We know to some people it can seem crazy to contact Congress 5,000 times in support of a single bill. If we cannot laugh about ourselves, we will never keep our spirits up. So we toss in a little self-deprecating humor to keep things real and keep them funny, and that tends to keep people more engaged. And then finally, can we go back one slide? Sorry. We strive to be human in our brand tone. Our posts and replies sound like they come from a real person because they technically do. It's me. So, by using a friendly, approachable tone, we can better connect with our followers. We're not a big, inaccessible brand, a faceless corporation, or like an AI customer service robot. We are a grassroots network of volunteers, and we are all friends here. So, we keep these four things in mind when we are creating posts for social media. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how to keep these tones, these brand voice tone attributes in mind when we're navigating challenging conversations. So our brand tone is often tested when we encounter a naysayer on social media. So here's how we navigate some of those rough conversations that happen through a screen while maintaining humanity. So what do we do when the haters come? Not this. So first, remember that social media is not real life. This is my number one life hack for operating on social media on any channel. This is a weird liminal space. It is not reality. And when people are behind a screen and they have a keyboard, they behave differently than they do in real life. That's just a little human psychology. It is a channel for communication, but it is never worth getting bogged down or letting it impact you in real life. So instead of flipping tables, we stick to our brand tone. So just as we do in CCL lobby meetings, it's important to bring respect, appreciation, and gratitude into your social media interactions on behalf of CCL. We stay true to our values, especially nonpartisanship and relationship building. So before you post or respond or comment on something, ask yourself, will this post further my intention of building relationships and remaining respectful? So you may encounter somebody who does not support carbon pricing, doesn't like the idea of bipartisanship, or just disagrees with you. You actually will probably encounter somebody on the internet who disagrees with you in some way. So if you're not able to engage with that person in a respectful way, or you feel yourself getting frustrated, or you have to win or have the last word, logging off is free. I love logging off. The block button is free and logging off is free. Fantastic tools. So if you're having a debate with someone, keep in mind also that there are observers to your back and forth on social media. So if you are engaging with somebody who's really not working with you or being respectful back to you, you might not convince the person disagreeing with you, but there might be lurkers who appreciate your civil conversation style more than a combative tone and are willing to kind of lurk around and listen in. So you never know. So this is a really good example that I like to cite of a volunteer who stuck to these values perfectly in response to someone who did not agree with him. He even linked a CCL training to help support his point. He stuck to the brand tone that we just described, wholesome, nerdy, self-deprecating, fun. And this potentially challenging conversation went well because of it. This was a permitting reform when it was a really, really big hot topic in the news. It's still a hot topic in the news, but this was when it was really coming to a head in 2022. And somebody was really against permitting reform, and a volunteer stepped in. The CCL national account didn't even have to respond. He did it for us, and linked a training about why we support clean energy permitting reform and used a really respectful tone. So I love this. It was so cool. So now we're talking about a volunteer success story. This is not my story, but we're going to talk to you today about Emily O'Keefe. So Emily is a student at William and Mary in Virginia, where she launched the Carbon Fee and Dividend account on Instagram, which has taken on a life of its own. So we're going to talk with Emily's permission about how she started the Carbon Fee and Dividend movement and how she used social media to spread the word first on campus and then across the country. And I do want to note that she tells the story herself in our 2023 fall conference version of this presentation, which is a little different than this one. And I highly recommend checking it out because I can't do the justice that Emily does to her own story. There are things in that presentation, like our top performing content as well, that we don't have time to get into here. And it's a really impactful story from Emily. So there is going to be a link in the chat to the fall conference recordings if you're interested in that. So let's talk about the CF&D movement. So probably around 3 years ago at this point, Emily O'Keefe, as a student at William and Mary, had a little existential crisis about climate change. We've all been there. And she was reading books, hiking the Appalachian Trail from Georgia to Maine, as we all do when we're stressed, and then came back to, sorry, we can go to the next slide, Isabella. And then came back to society to realize that climate change was not going anywhere and somebody had to do something, and she wanted it to be her. So she wanted to do something big with collective action, was really lost trying to figure out what until she had a friend show her En-ROADS, and it kind of spiraled from there until the Carbon Fee and Dividend movement was born. Bingo. Okay. So the idea of the Carbon Fee and Dividend movement is to make a sign and show it where you can. On William and Mary's campus, it started with computers, dorm room doors, just kind of everywhere. And it's a super passive and easy way to show your support for the Carbon Fee and Dividend policy. And it's an easy thing to post on social media. So you've got a fun series of slides. So one student with a sign led to more students with signs, which led to an entire campus joining in. And then eventually, millions of students across America were advocating for a carbon fee and dividend visibly and contacting Congress to finally pass it. So they are making a spotlight on this policy where people vote for Congress members who will pass it and contact Congress in support of it. Emily also shared some photos. This was day one of the movement. It was literally her eating lunch at a dining hall at William and Mary with her sign. And then she recruited her friends, and about a week into the movement, we had a couple more signs. And then just one semester after incredible outreach, students were seeing signs everywhere on campus. Just one semester. And now more schools across the nation are joining in and creating signs of their own. For outreach, she put up a ton of flyers, they handed out stickers, gave presentations, and did sidewalk chalk, which is so college. I love it. But one of the most important parts of the movement was their social media presence on Instagram. So it was a national student-led movement, and Emily kind of thought, well, we need strong social media. She's targeted a Gen Z audience who, from the start, she prioritized social media to target this audience, to try and get as many young people as possible to know about the Carbon Fee and Dividend movement, know about the policy, and social media is a tool that can do that really fast. It also provides something we like to call in marketing social proof. So when people see people their age, their peers, their friends engaging with something on social media, that is proof that it is important to them, and it should also be important to their friends, people who are following them. It's a really important, just fun human psychology thing that works on social media. Before, I love this, before Emily started the CF&D movement, she had a little bit of Instagram experience. She had her own personal account. She had started a confession account, which I'm sure a lot of people are not gonna know what a confession account is, and I'm not gonna be the one to explain it, but it's just a little fun, faceless social media account. But she was like, I can totally grow this movement on social media. And she definitely has more than 3,400 followers, but at the time that I wrote down these notes, she had 3,000 followers, and it started from one. What she has learned, she left some tips from what she's learned from working with the Carbon Fee and Dimmitt movement. Number one is to make it as human as possible. Their highest engaged posts are those with people in action, personal caption, posts with a lot of genuine, unfiltered human emotion. Also, pictures of people. A lot of people, especially young people, like when their pictures and videos are taken and posted. And it's pretty low effort compared to other kinds of content. Like we sent those Canva template links earlier, which requires you to go into Canva, maybe edit a graphic, download it, and post it with pictures of people. It's just pictures. So if you're at a CCL tabling event, you're at a chapter event, just make sure somebody remembers to take photos. It's a really easy thing to post on social media. You can also, like we talked earlier, follow similar accounts that motivate you, and learn from them, or just browse so you can get ideas of what to post about or put your own take kind of into the social media mix. You can also follow accounts within your niche. So, for example, if you have a CCL account you're trying to grow, start by following a bunch of other CCL chapter accounts or volunteer accounts or climate groups in the same city. Social media is just one tool out of many, but it's a very powerful one. So just go for it. It took for 5 minutes to create the CF&D account and then take photos of people and click post. She's started increasing and working into memes, educational posts, new balloon font, seeing what's trending. Everyone has to start somewhere, and the process makes you get better naturally. But above all, my favorite tip from Emily is that you are a positive force. Good things will result. Sometimes she'll make something. She's like, I'm not sure if I should post it. She'll take a look at the CCL values and goals, and she'll truly believe that she has good intentions and goodness can result from that. You never know what that can look like on social media or how far it can spread. Isabella, I forgot to mention this to you before the presentation started. But on the next slide, we have a video from Emily that I absolutely love that I would love to play for you.
Most effective climate policy is a carbon fee and dividend. So tell your representative to support the Energy Innovation Act and let's save the world together.
And that is a video that I love that Emily made just to post on her social media from all those pictures of people, like we just mentioned. All right. So let's take a minute to kind of get everybody involved here. So, in a moment, I'm going to invite you to all log into social media on your phones, tablets, or computers. And we're going to take some actions tonight based on what we talked about. So, what I'm going to ask you to do is to click on some posts. If they're videos, watch them, like them, maybe leave a comment if you have an account on that platform. If they're posts, comment, like, share them. We'll have different options for, I believe, Facebook, X, and Instagram. One way you can really help our Instagram is by watching our videos. So the more video views we get on our content, the more Instagram will show our videos to a wider audience. And that's how ultimately we can have videos that have a greater reach. You know, like Karen, you mentioned, you don't have a social media presence. Totally cool. You can still watch the Instagram videos, see what we have out there, see what's available, or you can just kind of sit back and relax for like 5 minutes while we do this workshop. Up to you. All right, so here's how we're gonna do this. So this is what the page I'm going to send looks like. So I'm gonna share the URL with you in just a minute. Every other Friday, or maybe a little bit more occasionally than that, our social media team updates this page so that it has a handful of posts that we would like you to share, one or more from each platform I mentioned. You can engage with one of them, all of them. You can just watch the videos. You can retweet the tweets. You can share them to your audience on Instagram, post it to your story. It is all up to you and how you feel comfortable engaging with social media on platforms you already operate on. So tonight, I think we have 7 or 8 posts that you can choose to engage with. Feel free to click around and look at as many as you have time for. Decide which ones you want to engage with. And the way that you're going to do it is I put a circle around the platform in the upper right corner of each post. So once you see a post that kind of piques your interest, you can click on that platform's icon in the upper right-hand corner of the post, and it will take you to that content on social media. It'll make more sense when I put the link in the chat. So it'll open a new window in your browser or phone, and if you're not logged in already, it will ask you to log in, and then you can leave a comment, like, share, watch, whatever you feel like doing. Okay. We can put the URL in the chat. I have some ambient music, Lord of the Rings themed to play. And I'll give you guys, I think, like 3 or 4 minutes to click around. Option to look at these posts from the CCL national accounts. Maybe look up your members of Congress on social media and give them a follow, or click through what they're doing and leave a comment. It's totally up to you. Social media is a place to engage how you feel most comfortable engaging. So I'm giving you just time to take that action tonight, as you feel. Before we move into Q&A, I just want to wrap up with a few suggestions on how to put these tips into action. So recommend following CCL if you don't already on Instagram, X, Facebook, LinkedIn, Threads, which are our most active platforms. We do have a TikTok presence. I'm working on it. I'm hoping to get some really good content for that at our upcoming conservative conference and our summer conference. So you'll be able to see our posts if you follow us there, and you can share those with your network, like, comment, interact with them all you want. You can also follow Emily O'Keefe's page, and the handle is at Carbon Fee and Dividend on Instagram. For chapters looking to get more involved in social media, you can assign someone or a committee to the task and make it part of your chapter actions. And for ongoing support, whether you're an individual or a chapter account, you can join CCL's social media action team, which we will link in the chat. There's a Facebook group, and there is a link on CCL Community. You're always welcome to put questions in there about anything social media related. And me, myself, Flannery Winchester, our comms director, or other volunteers active on social media will jump in to answer and brainstorm with you. We can all work together.
Future reference, you can log your training at the end of each training. Traditional trainings have a big green button. The interactive trainings, apologies, have a section. Go ahead and hit space bar as Isabella to show them on the screen what that section looks like. It says log your trainings in our interactive training section. And then one more space bar through the action tracker. You can go in through the chapter and volunteer development door because you are developing yourself as a volunteer. When you do our trainings, you just start typing the first four letters of the training, and voila, it should pop right up. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Alyssa and Isabella, for your support tonight and all of your time prepping this presentation, keeping things up to date for us. Alyssa, if you do have any questions, the fastest way to get an answer is to head on over to our community forums. That's cclusa.org/forums. Or our social media action team. That's cclusa.org/CCLsocial. You can also reach out to Alyssa Tennant directly, alyssa.tennant@citizensclimate.org. And check out, as a reminder, our social media weekly actions, cclusa.org/social actions. And with that, thank you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. For those of you, especially on the East Coast, who are doing climate social media work at 9 o'clock, kudos to Udos. Thank you all. Have a wonderful night. We'll see you next week. Same time, different party. Good night, everybody. It's once you click on that log training link, Mark, it sticks. It should stick. You should see little stars at the bottom. So that's pretty much all you need to do. And welcome to CCL, those of you who are new and newer on this call. And have a great night. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration.
Like what you hear? Recommend us to your friends and make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us show up on other listeners' feeds. Feel free to pass on any suggestions for future episodes in the comments as well.
And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.